My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. If there is anyone in America who does not deserve a pardon, it's the man I'm about to introduce. Here comes the Colonel.
Oh, yeah? Well, welcome back to the second half hour of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network. And I'm your host, I'm Colonel Mason. In just a minute, we're going to check in with Claudette Reichel. She's another speaker with the Green Technology Conference. Of course, the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. But now, let's step over to the fountain of useless information we have here on the set for today's quiz.
Welcome to the fountain of useless information. How can I help you?
All right, O Spirit of the Fountain, here's today's query. What leader of the Huns died of a nosebleed on his wedding night in A.D. 453? Leader of the Huns that died of a nosebleed on his wedding night. Who was it?
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell me.
Okay, well, if you said Attila the Hun? Well, you were right. Attila the Hun died of a nosebleed on his wedding night? And of course it's been reported that his new bride was heard to say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. At this time, I want to introduce you to a very interesting person. This lady is Dr. Claudette Reichel. She's a professor of Extension Housing Specialist with Louisiana State University at the Ag Center. And she's working on a project called La House. And we understand it's going to shape our future with resource-efficient, durable, healthy, convenient, and practical homes and development. And we're so fascinated by this subject. Claudette, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, you're going to be a keynote speaker at the IEEE Green Tech Conference. It's going on in Baton Rouge, the 14th and 15th of April coming up. And you're going to talk about this project that you have going. And could you explain a little bit for us, and so we understand what we're doing with this resource-efficient house?
Absolutely. La House is an educational resource center that is designed to be an exhibit, an example, and a teaching tool of the concept of sustainable housing and development. Mm-hmm. And we define sustainable housing more broadly than some people in the green building community might think of, or the general public might think of. You know, when you think about what that word means, sustainable, it means, you know, doing things in a way that preserves our resources for the next generation. So that means making it environmentally responsible, energy efficient, water conservation to be incorporated, you know, pollution prevention, ecosystem protection, all of those things we normally think of. But we felt strongly that needed to be integrated and balanced with four other criteria and benefits of sustainability. Mm-hmm. One is durability, and in our part of the country, that means hazard resistance. That means being able to survive after storms, floods, termites, or even just a lot of rain. Then the other criteria, so we've got resource efficient, we've got durability, healthy home concepts are key, because if a home and a site is not a healthy place to live, to breathe, to raise a family, then what good is the rest?
Mm-hmm.
So all of that goes together. And then two more that really round that out are the concepts of convenience and practicality.
Okay.
And that goes in the marketability aspect. And if it's not convenient, if it's ugly, if it's too expensive, or it's a hassle, it won't go mainstream. So there is that delicate balance, but it's achievable, and it's doable, and it's practical to do all five of those together. And that's what we set out to do with the house.
Well, that's a pretty big order, and I heard it said yesterday that the most energy efficient house is a building that already exists. It just has to be redone. Do you concur with that?
That's really an excellent point, and it's not necessarily the most efficient house, but it's It's an important concept in green. And if we've got this housing stock that's already there, and much of it is still going to be there many years into the future, and so we can't look at just new construction, so we can get the greatest energy efficiency when you're building it energy efficient to begin with. But there's a great deal that we can do with the existing housing stock, and particularly at times when you're going to make improvements or remodel or restore after a storm event. That is just a prime opportunity to upgrade its efficiency and it, you know, reduce its entire environmental footprint in many ways.
Well, a lot of things we already know about. I mean, we know about insulation, and we know about storm windows and double pane glass, and we know about the, you know, the obvious thing, siding and a number of other things. But what are some of the new innovations that we don't know about that you're going to suggest?
Well, part of it is that there are a whole range of building systems out there that take advantage of technology besides just adding insulation to a, you know, site-built stick frame home. But you can still do that. Even with stick framing, you can improve that, the performance of that whole building system, with something called advanced framing techniques. And then it's the assembly of how you put the material together that can make it fail or can make it perform. But there are new technologies in building systems such as structural insulated panels, sandwiched panels that wear foams in the middle, and sheathing type panels are glued to both sides, and they can come really big, and you put together them really fast, just like a child's construction set.
Are you talking about for the outside of the building, or is this for the inside?
It creates the structure and the insulation package all in one. And so all together, you know, you can order these panels pre-cut to the plans. They come on site, you know, they're put together, and you have a continuous airtight insulation shell that's ready to just finish and you know, go with.
Well, Claudette, what you're talking about here then would be really new construction. What about, would it work with an existing building?
With an existing building, there's an opportunity to use a technology like that where the panels are on one side, and they call that a nail-based product, where you get it and it can be added to the existing structure to really add both strength and insulation to it on the exterior side of a wall system, and that will add to its R value. So if you're in a situation where the siding can be removed, that's an opportunity there.
So this would take the place of siding, is what you're saying?
This would take the place of just regular sheathing. So this would be both sheathing and insulation to beef up the R value of the wall or the roof system. Mm. So this is, you know, a newer product that's out there. Another great opportunity is to look at some of the new types of insulations that provide better continuity of coverage. You know, most people are familiar with bats, and bats can perform well when properly installed. But there are additional spray types, both a damp spray cellulose or spray foam products, or even something called bibs, blown-in blanket, that can, you know, insulate every little nook and cranny and with evenness, so you get a better whole wall R value. But the building envelope, the insulation, is really just one piece of having energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. You're still not going to be very energy efficient if it's leaky and or if you have lousy equipment. Mm-hmm. So the heating and cooling system and the ventilation system are really important. And the tighter you make the home, the better building envelope, the more crucial that HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning package becomes. Because we do need some fresh air. And so we need to have systems that bring in just the right amount of fresh air for good air quality, but not too much, because that can not only use more energy, but it can moisture load the home in a hot, humid climate like ours and actually create moisture problems. So that perfect balance of dehumidification, humidity control, the right amount of fresh air, mechanically introduced, filtered, controlled instead of just haphazard air leakage, and then efficient equipment that is tailored to the climate, the conditions, and the budget. You know, the equipment side is pretty crucial.
Well, are you going to have all this information available at the LSU website, or where can the people get updated information on the house?
We have a website, and it is www.lsuagcenter.com/LaHouse. And LaHouse is LaHouse. And at that site, they can get, that's a homepage, and from there they can get information about LaHouse Resource Center and everything happening over there. There's a photo gallery and so forth. They can also click on a link that says My House, My Home. And that's where folks can get a lot of the educational information to help them improve their own homes or to plan new ones. Or if they're on the industry side, that's available for them too. But we also have an online training center where there's some free video library, a lot of how-to things are there, as well as a few CEU-type seminars and courses that professionals can take by video and interactive learning management system with some of the nation's foremost building scientists.
Okay, now tell me about roofs. I saw recently that there's a movement to grow wildflowers or something on roofs and make it actually a green roof in the best sense of the word. And these plants are put in dirt on roofs. And can you inform us on what that is about?
Green roofs are a concept that it's really designed more for urban areas, commercial buildings, to do two things. One is to handle some of the rain, you know, so that there's less storm water to manage on all of the cityscape, in the pavement. So it uses up some of that water. Another is to reduce the heat island effect. All the heat created by all of the pavement and all the buildings and all the reflecting of the solar heat, it just kind of builds up and adds to the smog. And so when you have either, say, white reflective roofs or you have green roofs, it absorbs some of that solar energy and it reduces that heat island effect. As far as something to do on individual homes, single-family homes, it's an expensive, it's a risky practice. It's got to be done just right, and so it's not really fitting that practical criteria in many cases there. But in urban areas and big commercial buildings or high rises, it's a viable solution. Now, I do want to caution that is a concept and technology that I would not recommend in a hurricane zone. Because think about it, the higher you go, the higher the wind load, and that kind of system is not something you want becoming windborne debris flying around in a hurricane. And but at the same time, likewise, a gravel based roofing system is not advisable in a hurricane zone either. And so giving, high rainfall areas, this may be, a challenge of an issue to pull off right. But it is one among the many options that are out there to be more green and sustainable if it's appropriate to the climate and to the conditions.
Do you recommend a steel roof? Is there something to be said about that?
A steel roof is a great option in our region. Steel roofs have a lot of advantages. You know, they're made out of recycled material. They're very durable, and particularly a standing seam that has no exposed fasteners have, have that longevity factor where it's less prone for leaking and fasteners, loosening. But another great aspect of steel, it has a long life, long durability, less goes into the landfill, but it also provides the opportunity to have a cool roof. And in our climate, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, a lot of people think of steel as being a conductor of heat. How do you mean it would be a cool roof?
If it is painted with either a light color pigment coating or one of the new high-tech cool colors, there's a new technology now which reduces which reflects the infrared spectrum of heat from the sun, and so you can have the darker colors that have the aesthetics people want, in this part of the country, with the performance, with the solar reflectivity of a light color. So in a painted metal roof, with a cool color coating, you get high solar reflectivity, but you also get the high emissivity so that it cools off at night. What does heat up during the day can emit back into the atmosphere at night. So that is the most, actually in our climate, that is the most energy efficient of the roofing options.
Well, now you mentioned earlier about a number of factors to make these houses livable. One thing you talked about was termites, and I wonder, with the new construction, are we going to see the end of the termite problem? New Orleans has been terribly racked with termites, and what about that?
Oh, I don't think we'll ever see the end of the termite problem, but, you can build and design, and you can even do it with wood, to make sure that a particular building doesn't have a termite problem. But, these creatures are, there's plenty out there for them to eat. What we want is for them to leave our buildings alone. And so they'll never completely go away. But the Formosan subterranean termite is the big concern. It's not native species. It's stowed away on ships and that came to the port of New Orleans long ago, and they are just an incredible creature. They're the most destructive insect on the planet. And the reason for that is because the colonies get so large, so fast, that it becomes, voracious, and they can build mud nests in the walls and in the building cavities to where they don't even need to maintain ground contact. So once they get established, it's formidable, and they have been known to completely destroy a home within 2 years and cause major structural damage in 1 year. So because they are such a destructive threat, we really recommend that people go beyond what is just required by the code here, that it's worth the investment to have multiple layers of defense. And we think it's a good investment to go with all termite-resistant resistant materials within the entire structure, which means if you're going with wood, it could be borate-treated woods, very benign to the environment and to people, very safe, and it provides a very effective protection against decay as well as the Formosan termites. So that's one strategy that we have demonstrated at La House as well.
Well, Claudette, I know that being a public university, LSU, is not going to endorse any particular suppliers. But everybody's going to be asking, gee whiz, I want to do this and I want to do that and something else. Where do I find the suppliers that will do this? Will your site lead people in a direction of multiple choices of suppliers?
Well, one of the things that we have is in doing La House, we didn't do anything just one way, and we tried to show a whole range of options there, both in terms of technologies and types of products, as well as, you know, avoiding any exclusivity, and we handpick all the products that are there. And then we ask that they be donated to the project because it was educational. So, you know, in that respect, the donors are recognized so people can find out, you know, who supplied all the various things that they see there. But in addition, people can either on site or on the website get to see in the photo gallery a lot of the products that were used there, and then they can look for similarities or, you know, are those particular suppliers as well. You know, another couple of things that really relate to this conference is I think, and you know, in addition to the technologies associated with, you know, with HVAC and the building systems, you know, we're also looking at future-proofing our homes, and we demonstrate some of that at La House with advanced wiring and structured wiring and more advanced, you know, plumbing layouts and mm-hmm. systems and geothermal heat pump technologies as one of them. And so those are some additional options that are out there, and where you can do energy management and universal design. That's making our homes livable, functional, convenient for all ages and stages of the life cycle. And then the safety and security issues as well. So those are concepts that you know, electrical and electronics engineers, assistive technologies, I think, are another up-and-coming area as the baby boom generation, you know, ages and wants to do so in their own homes. So that's another concept to think about. And then in addition to that, there's the renewable energy side of it. And though La House at this point does not yet have solar technology, because when it was built, the cost benefit was still not quite there. Now with the new tax credits that we have in this state and the federal tax credits, that's changed the economic picture of it, and it's become a very viable technology. And so we're hoping by the time of the conference we'll have some of those technologies there to.
Well, Dr. Claudette Reichel, Professor of Extension Housing Specialist with Louisiana State University Ag Center, you've been a most gracious guest, and we really appreciate you being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm very much looking forward to the conference.
And now, we make time for the Voice of Reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
I think as you start to look for the job opportunities out into the future, I think it's important that you start to look for areas in which you believe that you can, that you personally believe that you can make a difference, and something that you'll have a great deal of passion for. Each of us, as we go to work, sometimes jump on the first opportunity rather than sensibly thinking about, you know, what is important to them and how can they make a difference. And if you get involved in something, you don't want to do it for a pay. You want to do it to really help the next person that's going to follow us. And we're always looking for people with a great deal of passion in the work that they do, and not really looking for how much they can make out of it. Hi, my name is Art Kazanjian. I'm the general manager of Superpower, located up here in Schenectady, New York.
So you decide, has this really been the Voice of Reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
Waiting for you.